Good evening and welcome to worship. You're invited now to open your heart and your mind to the work of the Holy Spirit as we seek God. Now in silence as you listen for the Holy One. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend, with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of this scripture. From Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. During the silence after this reading, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or another understanding between you and God. You're also invited to come forward to the kneeler to receive prayer or anointing. From Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches to his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In this passage from Ephesians, Paul is offering a prayer for these people. It's a prayer that they might be strengthened by the power of the Spirit. It's a prayer that they might be dwelling and living in a relationship with Christ. It's a prayer that they might relate to one another in love. It's a prayer that they might be changed and understand the overwhelming and unrelenting love of Christ for their own lives. And you know what my first thought is when I read this prayer? It's something along the lines of, wow, that is one bold prayer by Paul. Paul is pulling out all the stops here. This isn't a prayer of like, maybe could these people just be a little bit nicer to each other, or maybe a few of these people might want to be more involved in this church, or maybe somebody could just feel a little better. This is a life-changing prayer. This is a big prayer. This is a bold prayer. This is a courageous prayer. And how can Paul pray like this? Well, he answers that question in the last two verses that we've been reflecting on this evening. And these are the verses I want us to spend a little more time considering. Paul concludes this prayer for the Ephesians by writing this: Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now, there aren't too many verses in the Bible that I actually remember where I was and what I was doing the first time that I heard them. In fact, these might be the only verses in the Bible that I actually remember this for. The first time I heard these verses was during my freshman year of college. I went to a Christian college, so faith activities were regularly a part of things that we were doing. On this particular night, my freshman hall in my dorm had scheduled a prayer walk. And the idea was that you were supposed to get a partner from the hall. It was still pretty early on in college, somebody that maybe wasn't your good friend yet, that you didn't really know. And with this partner, we were going to walk around campus together. We were going to pray for the school, and we were also going to pray for each other. And so I partnered with this girl that I kind of knew, but I wasn't really good friends with yet, and we set off with the rest of the girls. Through the course of our walk, we started sharing about our lives and our hopes and our plans for the future. I don't remember exactly what I shared or what I was telling her about, but I think it was something about my call to be a pastor, which I knew I had at this point in my life, but I wasn't really sure yet if I was going to follow it. I wasn't really sure that I was confident enough or that I was good enough or if this was really something that I wanted to be doing in my life. I didn't understand why God would possibly want to call me to do anything. And I remember after sharing that with this girl, she shared with me how she had read these verses in her Bible that morning in her devotion from the book of Ephesians that talked about how God can do more in our lives than we could ever ask for or imagine. So if we're lacking bravery or confidence that God can take care of us, we turn to these verses that remind us that God can. Ever since then, these two verses have stuck with me as a reminder that God can do abundantly more than we could ever ask for or even imagine. All those things that Paul prays for, God can do those and more. All those things that we pray for, God can do all of those and more. We shouldn't underestimate the power of God. We do, after all, worship the God who created our entire universe. We do, after all, worship the God who provided for salvation for our sins. We do, after all, worship the God that conquered death. We worship a powerful God. And we also worship a God whose love for us knows no end. And because our powerful God loves and cares for each and every one of us, we know that God is at work in our lives. According to this scripture, God is doing abundantly more than we ask or imagine. And it doesn't happen because we do it or because we're good or we figure out how to make it happen by saying some magic words. God does more than we can abundantly ask for or imagine because God is at work in our lives. The power of the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives and in our world. And this power does more than we can ask for or imagine. So what do we do then as people who have a God who can do who can do abundantly more than we can ask for or imagine in our lives? Well, first, I think if we really believed this in our lives, then it would change the way that we pray. When we begin to trust that the power of God is at work, we'll pray with more boldness and imagination. Too often our prayers focus on what we want to have happen instead of what we trust that God is capable of. When we start to pray, trusting that God can do more than we ask or imagine, our prayers are going to get bigger. We're going to start to trust that God can impact not only our lives or the lives of those close to us, but that God can impact the entire world. When we start to pray, trusting that God can do more than we can ask or imagine, our prayers are going to get bolder, where we'll start to pray like Paul does for real transformation in our lives, for people that we know to be rooted and grounded in love, for those we love and for those that we struggle to love in our lives, for God to impact our world for good. And when we start to pray, trusting that God can do more than we can imagine, our prayers are going to get more imaginative. Instead of just praying for the one solution that we can think of in our small human minds, we can open our hearts and our minds to the many solutions that God is capable of. We can be open to praying and witnessing the ways that God has worked that we might not even currently be realizing. And then as people who believe and trust that God can do more than we can ask or imagine, we won't just change the way that we pray, we'll change the way that we live. Too often, we live in a world that's defined by not having enough, a world defined by scarcity. Too often, we focus on not having enough stuff or not being worth enough. Too often, we think that if we could just have more, it would all be better. Our world tells us that we're always lacking, that we aren't enough, that we don't have enough. Yet that's not what our God is about. Our God isn't about scarcity. Our God is about abundance. And so in a world defined by scarcity, we're called to be bearers of abundance. In a world where people are constantly saying that there isn't enough, we're called to be the ones saying that there's actually more than enough. Not because we've done a good job at hoarding it all for ourselves, but because we worship a God who does abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. This is a bold prayer, because we worship a bold God. This is an imaginative prayer because we worship an imaginative God. And so when we approach God in prayer, we can approach with confidence and bravery that God can and will do more than we could ever ask or imagine. Because God has already done more than we could ask or imagine. God did more than we could ever ask or imagine when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to live among us. God did more than we could ever ask or imagine when he sent his son to die for us so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And God did more than we could ever ask or imagine when he rose Jesus from the dead on that third day, when he conquered death so that we don't have to fear death, so that we can have eternal life. And God did more than we could ask or imagine when Jesus was with those disciples on that last night before his arrest, and he gathered them around a table, and he took the bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and Jesus said to them, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after supper, Jesus took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, poured out for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, come to you in prayer, seeking to trust that you are at work, that you are doing abundantly more than we might be able to ask for or imagine. Lord, we ask now that you might pour your Holy Spirit out upon us and upon these gifts of bread and of wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other, so we might be one with ministry throughout the entire world. In the name of Christ, amen. Here in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table of communion. What that means is that we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that you come forward with the heart ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. You'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup of juice and then receive both elements at the same time. We have a gluten-free option available if you need that. I invite you to come forward as you're ready. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.